The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to another edition of We the People Radio. We are streaming and chatting live at wethepeopleradio.us. That's a great webpage that we've got up with our great friend Robert. Anything you want to know about today's guests or all of our archived shows from the inception of this show about a year and a half ago can all be found there. Any one of those shows can be emailed out directly to anybody that you know. They're incredibly educational. Everything that you will not hear in the mainstream media, you will find on those shows. No excuse not to spread the word and send that out to everybody that you know. And you are joining Aaron Ryan and Elizabeth Woodward, your hosts of We the People Radio, and Bob Martin. He is our sound engineer and does a fabulous job on our music. Dial into the music, by the way.
Good.
Bob's microphone is on.
Good morning,
Bob. I can do music, but he's got a little switch problem there.
I can work everybody's microphone except mine. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
That's what Sunday mornings are for.
So if you are tuning in for the very first time, this is a show about fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution. And as we go further down this road, you will find that many things fall under that umbrella.
It's not a show about perfection, however.
Mm-mm.
So it isn't about a perfect world. It isn't about the perfect topics.
Or perfect hosts. See?
Perfect.
I just wanted to do that so that you can see that we are not perfect.
Oh, sure. We planned that. Rehearsed it last night.
We didn't rehearse
like everything
anything.
Else.
We've never rehearsed for a second.
We're just not rehearser types, you know?
Nah.
Can you imagine how much time it would take? You know, you actually do a program ahead of time, and then you do it in real life. You'd have to live twice.
I'll never forget our first show. We just both sat down and started yammering, and we've been going ever since.
People are like, oh, yeah, that yammering, that's true. Yeah, at least it didn't turn out like Seinfeld, you know, the show about nothing.
Yeah. We're definitely not about nothing.
I always tell Don Shulman, I'm like, let's do a show about nothing. Wouldn't that be fun?
It would be.
speaking of that.
Oh, and
kind of breeze went through
and
my head.
And feel free to give us a call at 530-605-4567. We'd love to hear from you.
And I was thinking that, you know, what the train of thought I lost was... you need to let us know if you want topics.
Yeah.
If you'd like to hear a speaker, you know, every now and then I'm listening to the radio and I hear somebody interviewed, you know, who's written a book or something like that, and, you know, they get a 2-minute soundbite, and I'm thinking, hey, let's have them on.
Mm-hmm.
You can email us, Aaron, E-R-I-N, at wethepeopleradio.us. I kind of keep the calendar. And if you know people who'd like to sponsor the program, Elizabeth, E-L-I-Z-A-B-E-T-H, at wethepeopleradio.us.
Although we do cross over from time to time.
You can email either one of us.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter. But definitely, we'd like to hear from you on either front. If you have folks you'd like to hear on the program, if you'd like to sponsor, if you just have questions, you know, if you just want to kind of complain about world affairs, you know, we already know about that.
Yeah, yeah.
Send those to your relatives.
And we do try to keep this this show on a regional, state, or national level. We try to bring in speakers that talk about things that are pertinent to anybody, no matter where they live.
That's right, because we have Suzanne in South Korea who listens,
yes.
And, you know, she doesn't care what goes on in Reading.
No, but she does
care a little bit.
She cares about the USA. And this morning we're going to have the National Federation of Independent Business on the phone for about 30 minutes, and they are partnering up with the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association to try to defeat our illustrious Governor Brown's tax increase proposal.
Because it's silly. And
John Kabatek is the gentleman from NFIB. Yes. I thought he had punked us at first because he gave me his direct line, and I called it, and it was disconnected.
Oh!
But fortunately, he called back.
Great.
Nice. He's like, call me.
Did he do the little phone thing?
That's funny. John, are you in there?
I am.
Good morning, John.
Good morning, everybody. Yes, I'm feeding my telephone plenty of triple lattes right now to wake up the phone. I think we are all needing some waking up. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great.
You're probably like in your pajamas, so, you know, you're doing better than we are.
Although I think one of these days we should come in our pajamas.
Not like anyone would know, but...
Just kidding, Carl.
I might turn the cameras on. You never know.
That's yeah. Yeah, we're pretty well caffeinated, John. So what's up with you and the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association?
Well, thanks so much for having me. And again, just proud to be here again. You guys run a great show. Love what you do out there. Love what you're doing for both your listeners, but for America. And I think we share many common interests here. You know, NFIB, we are the nation's and the state's leading organization serving Main Street. I mean, we really serve small business owners from Redding all the way down to Southern California, across the nation, about 20,000 in this country. And right now, they're just fed up more than ever before with government's lack of accountability.
Because you guys are really boots on the ground for the small business person.
We really are. We are the voice. We are truly the voice of small business. We've got representatives throughout the state of California. We got a great guy up in Redding in the Shasta area, as you guys know, Rich Young. Rich is just the superstar up in Northern California, and being the voice for NFIB and helping to grow our voice. And we just love working with you guys, because the bigger our voice, the more we can get done.
Absolutely. So NFIB now stands for National Fed Up Independent Businesses.
Very good, Aaron.
I'll call in our president and CEO in about 10 minutes and change in the name and the nameplate.
Yeah, you guys need one of those T-shirts. You know, they scribble it out and put the little carrot above it.
Absolutely.
It's a new marketing campaign. Go for it.
Yes.
So what's Howard Jarvis going to do? You know, how are you guys going to partner up, or what specific things are you guys going to push back on? Because the budget's got a lot of different stuff in it that counts on the tax increase.
Sure. Well, we've worked closely with the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association on a number of fronts, and I know you guys have a good dialogue and relationship with them. And, you know, if you think about it, NFIB and Howard Jarvis, we really represent everyday Californians. We represent the majority of those voices out there on Main Street, and homeowners and taxpayers as a whole. And what our groups, the people we represent, are saying collectively is enough is enough. Stop the madness. So as we've seen here in Sacramento, let me just paint the picture of just the budget mess here. It's out of control spending that our legislature continues to just completely harbor. You know, they're proposing about $24 billion, with a B, in new and billion dollars in new and higher taxes. Higher sales taxes, income taxes, taxes on small businesses, and our spending has increased, and this would increase our spending almost 26%. And we got together with the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association based on what we were hearing from our members collectively, saying enough is enough. We cannot sit on the sidelines and let this madness continue. So we released an open letter to California's business community about a week and a half ago, basically calling upon all business organizations, job creators, business leaders, business owners, and taxpayers to join us in collectively saying no and joining us in opposing any of these new taxes that are being proposed in Sacramento and California. And the bigger our voice, again, I think what we're finding is that more and more people that join our voice in opposing these taxes, the more we'll let people know this is not the right time. It's never the right time to increase costs on Main Street. But especially now, the bigger our voice, the more we can win these battles. But we need to join, because the opposition is bigger than ever. So appreciate being on your show to talk about that.
Now, so what are the demographics of some of these businesses that are jumping on board with this? I mean, because when you think of a small business can be whatever you want to call it. It can be a mom and pop that employ 10 people, 65 people, 6,500. I mean, what do you consider to be a small business?
That's a very good question. You know, the federal definition is fewer than 500. That's a pretty good sized small business. The California definition is fewer than 100. But the average demographic of a small business owner in California and our membership is about 5 to 7 employees, maybe $350,000 to $400,000 in gross annual revenue, maybe. And, you know, kind of across the board, retail, wholesale, agriculture. We represent a lot of agriculture. But collectively, what they're saying is, you know, in a fragile economic recovery where we're slowly grinding, where people are still out of work and unemployment is still at 11%, they're scared. And what we're hearing from most of our members is uncertainty about what tomorrow will bring, and they're frankly just fed up, and the national fed up independent business owners. They're really just angry about our unaccountability with our government.
And, you know, it just shocks me to still hear from some people who actually believe that the economy is starting to come back. And these have to be people that are either no longer working or they're on some kind of a pension plan. They're not being dramatically impacted by it, but nobody knows what the economy is doing like a small self-employed person.
And that's the real challenge. You know, we have a number of folks who just, the majority of folks we believe in the Capitol who just are out of touch with Main Street, out of touch with job creators because they've been career politicians. We're very blessed. I mean, but I will say we've, you know, you're very well represented up in your neck of the woods, up in the Northern California area. Senator LaMalfa, Jim Nielsen in the Assembly, others out there, you know, they have a real good sense of what job creation is all about. We just need to get more of those types elected. Unfortunately, they are in the minority right now, and we need to speak up.
Well, with Howard Jarvis, taxpayer behind something, that always carries a lot of weight, and I think that carries weight across both sides of the aisle, because they've really been the advocates for the citizens of California for a long time. They have a very good reputation, and so do you guys. So that's excellent. I'm always reading these articles about people who are saying, well, you know, our schools really need the money, and you know, I heard our senator tell a group something the other day that really struck me. He said, you know, the schools need all this money, but there are tons of schools who have half day off. Like every Friday, they have a half day off. Well, they roll the buses for that, you know, whether it's a short day, a long day, or whatever. So if they did full school days and maybe ended the school year sooner, they would actually save money doing that. But doing half days costs, you know, roughly the same. So there are a lot of things going on that could make a difference besides a tax increase, but none of that seems to be looked at.
Well, and let's take a look at these proposals. You know, you got three tax increase proposals. Clearly, both the governor and labor are proposing, again, over $24 billion in new taxes. But let's keep in mind a few things. First of all, these tax increases do nothing to retire our current debt. You know, Californians should be outraged. Your listeners and all Californians should be outraged, because every single one of these three different tax increase proposals includes nothing here anywhere near a reform. None of these include any reforms to make government more efficient or more effective, you know, like a reasonable spending limit, a cap on state spending, or even meaningful pension reform. So the taxpayers should be outraged, because these are just egregious increases. And even Governor Jerry Brown's own finance department anticipates that California's budget deficit will shrink to $1.9 billion by the year 2015, and yet they're continuing to increase taxes the governor wants to increase taxes by $7 billion. Why increase taxes by $7 billion when the budget deficit is already shrinking year by year? So no reforms attached. The budget deficit is already shrinking. This is just an egregious effort to take our money out of our pockets and spend it wildly. It's government gone wild.
Yeah, because I question right off the bat, why do labor have anything to do with increasing taxes? I mean, why should they? Where do they factor in? I mean, I know where they factor in, but from a layman's point of view, why would labor have anything to do?
I'll play devil's advocate.
Pensions.
There you go.
Oh, unfunded retirement liabilities. Could that be it?
That might be it. Hey, we can ponder that for 2 minutes while we take the break. We were supposed to take 5 minutes ago when we blew Bob off.
Sorry, Bob.
He shot me the 1 minute sign. I blew him off, and he just went back to, you know, playing around with the board over there. He just gives up. You give up too easy,
right,
Bob.
We can break whenever you want.
Or we can just talk endlessly. Hey, so John, we'll be right back with you. We are listening to the National Fed Up Independent Business Owners out of Sacramento there, and we'll be back with you at We the People Radio. Plug into the website, wethepeopleradio.us, here on the break. You're listening to KCNR 1460.
Budget, making the Democrats scream. Says we gotta control inflation, quit spending our money on everything. But this year's tax increase, why, it's the biggest in history. we go, where we stop, who knows, the American dream.
If you have a vehicle, a boat, or even a plane that needs to be transported, you need Miller Auto Transport. In the auto business for over 40 years, we take pride in the efficiency, the professionalism, and the safety of our transport teams. Unmatched by any other auto transport or carrier company in the nation, we transport to all 50 states and overseas. To find out more or to get a quote, visit our website at MillerAutoTransport.com.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Time the bureaucrats run out of money. Well, Congress sucks it to the working man. And I don't think it's one bit funny when they take so much of my money and do things with it I don't understand. I don't know why they feel they've got to squeeze us, but I'll tell you just exactly where I stand. I believe that 10% is good enough, Jesus. Well, it ought to be enough for Uncle Sam.
Yikes. Who's that, Bob?
That's Ray Stevens.
10% is good enough for Jesus.
Ought to be good enough for Uncle Sam.
There you go.
Or Governor Brown.
So we are with John Kabachek. From NFIB, National Federation of Independent Business, or National Fed Up Independent Businesses, however you want to look at it. Hey, John, so what...
and we've given you a new theme song, by the way.
Yeah.
I think either of the bumper music that we played, either going out or coming back in, would be excellent theme songs for your new push.
I love it. I love what you guys were saying about Seinfeld. I was thinking about it. I think we've got a legislature that's a Seinfeld legislature. It's a bunch of politicians about nothing.
Making laws about nothing.
Yeah. It's there are some stuff. You know, it's funny. It's one of those things, the more you learn, the more you go, what? You know, we stopped learning about all that government stuff in the eighth grade, and unfortunately, most of us don't know the ins and the outs of what really goes on. And it's not necessarily bad. It's just silly. You know, I mean, like getting rid of the vehicle fleet. You know, sounds good, but
then when you reimburse them for gas,
which they should. I mean, you know, like look at districts like ours. You know, 12 counties, and you got a zillion miles to travel, but
it ends up costing more.
It costs a lot more. Just
they made them get rid of their cell phones, but they're probably paying for their own personal cell phones. What do you want to bet? I don't know.
I don't know. I think everybody pays for their own phone. But, you know, you look at the kinds of things you're doing with the budget. And one thing I did hear, and I'd like to know what you think about this, John. I had heard it was actually a video clip with one of the members of the legislature. And they were talking about these multiple tax increases. And there was a commentator on there that said that Brown is really mad about multiple tax increases because he feels like if there's more than one on the ballot, none of them will pass.
Yeah, there are some who have the conventional wisdom that around this town here that if there are too many tax increase proposals on the ballot, that it'll be somewhat of a circular firing squad, and you know, all of them will perish. That the average voter will say no, no, no if they see too many. I just don't think we're taking that for granted. I think we know the governor is working very vigorously to try and get the other tax increase proponents, both the California Federation of Teachers, which is proposing a $6 billion tax increase on income for the most part, and Molly Munger, whom you may know, a wealthy civil rights attorney, has an $11 billion tax increase, and it's an income tax increase for all but the poorest Californians. And I think what he's really doing is working hard not just to get the business community and others to try and fall in line with him, but to try and get these two other proponents to fall in line with his proposal, which is an increase of the sales tax by 0.5 cents and an increase in the income tax rates by 1%. But we're not taking anything for granted. We just know that if there's 1, 2, or 10 on the ballot, people will work hard to try and communicate how they can that this is a good thing. We just need to get that voice heard out there that tax increases make no sense when the deficit is shrinking. There's no reforms attached to any of these. And frankly, when we've had broken promise time and again for any meaningful reform in the past.
I love it when they say they're temporary.
Yeah. Just it's just temporary. Temporary until we hit the next speed bump. Well, do you know what the exodus rate is right now?
We know it's very difficult to. Are you asking about business?
Yeah, and yeah, sure, business or, you know, just regular people who are fleeing the state. I know that if somebody is in business for themselves here, and you're looking at the healthcare law show up, and you're potentially and the pieces of that that are coming on board, and you're looking at Brown levying taxes, and you're looking at the regulation, it's got to be daunting.
It's outrageous. It's very difficult to track businesses that are actually leaving California, just believe it or not. It's very tough. There is a guy, a relocation expert, a guy that we've listened to actually in the past, Dan Logue, Assemblyman Dan Logue, has actually brought him in to meet with some business folks here in Sacramento, a guy named Joe Vranich, and he is a business relocation expert.
Mm.
And what he has found is year to year, the increase, the rate of businesses choosing to disinvest is the word he used, disinvest from California, mm-hmm. not expand their businesses, mm-hmm. but completely disinvest from California, is rapidly increasing to where I think it used to be about, I think 3 years ago it was maybe about a total of about 50 businesses disinvesting. Today it's about 6 to 8 businesses that are disinvesting a week versus 50 a year. So anywhere between 6 and 10 a week. So we are seeing a rate of businesses disinvesting increasing, and that's just scary. It's just scary.
Now, how do the Senate district lines being redrawn affect these tax increases or these potential proposals?
Well, we're still trying to get our arms around understanding the lines. I think what we have grave concerns that the redrawing of these lines is clearly going to have some impact in terms of a number of more unfriendly proportions for some districts. We're still trying to frankly understand it. It's very complicated. We did support redistricting reform that's fair and appropriate. We're just trying to figure out what's making sense of all this stuff. I think our biggest concern this year from small business is to make sure that we get out there, that your listeners get out there and make sure that they hold every elected official accountable on election day. If they've been doing a terrific job, mm-hmm. if they've been fighting mm-hmm. for you, make sure you continue to support them. But if there's folks out there who haven't, get a bigger voice, walk those precincts, knock on doors, and make sure you get rid of the ones who are not helpful. And go. You know what we also try to tell people is get out there on Main Street, get out there in your community, and find good people who would be great members of the legislature or Congress. They're out there, but sometimes they need a little inspiration.
You know, and I'm not saying I'm a fan either way, but I'll never forget when Sarah Palin said, "The best people to get into office are the ones that really don't want to."
That's very true. I will tell your listeners also one thing. A lot of folks, you know, you were talking a little earlier, you know, people may get apathetic and really feel like, well, what good is it? It's California. My gosh, we're such an anti-business state. We should tell you, you know, back in 2010, even in an anti-business climate like California, small business was heard. NFIB got very involved. Californians got involved. 17 of the 22 candidates for Congress that we supported at NFIB won on Election Day. 33 of the 36 candidates for the California legislature won on Election Day. 33 of the 36 we supported. So, and then in 2010 when the new Congress took office, 25 new members of Congress were NFIB members. So small business is getting heard. We just need to be louder. I know the more that they can talk to Rich Young up in your neck of the woods, the more they can let NFIB know, the more they can get involved, the more that we're going to make a difference this November. But this is the November we need to get heard.
Give us your contact information if somebody lives outside the Reading area. Was I reading your mind?
Uh-huh.
Elizabeth opened her mouth and then I said it.
That's awesome.
It's a great deal. It's a good thing we don't spend any more time together. It'd be kind of creepy.
It would.
So let folks know how to find you.
You bet. Our website is www.nfib.com. Our telephone number here in Sacramento, the main number is 916 248-9904. And I know Rich Young, who's up there in Reading in Northern Cal, has asked me, he said, hey, give them my cell phone anytime they want to call me. That's great, and I encourage that. And Rich's number up there in Northern Cal is 530-604-4635. But he's ready to help grow our voice. He's ready to talk to small business owners, and he's a great guy. He never sleeps,
and
like
just,
you guys.
And as a reminder, all that information will be on our webpage at wethepeopleradio.us.
Fantastic.
Yeah, what she said. Okay, for those people, John, for those people who are thinking about starting a business, which, you know, I haven't really met a lot of those folks lately, but I know that, I mean, the wheels of progress don't ever really grind to a complete stop. Even in Atlas Shrugged, they didn't grind to a complete stop. The people just relocated. But for those people that are looking to start a business, don't mean to do an anti-California commercial here, but where is a great place?
Well, you know, I will say that we still hear about Texas. We still hear about, you know, some of the other states out there. I think Texas is one of the gold standards out there. You know, Nevada's had its share of problems, but I will tell you what we're hearing from a number of the other states. And actually, you know, we've gone and traveled with Assemblyman Logue, Jim Nielsen, LaMalfa, and others. What we're hearing from small business owners that started in California but for whom it's too late and have moved to those states is the following, that from the moment they started their business there, they had elected officials, they had politicians, and they had government knock on the door and ask, how can we help you?
Nice.
How can we support you? And so there's a culture, as one of our staff said recently, and we heard from some small business owners, these other states have a culture of welcome. California has a gotcha mentality.
Oh, they do. Like, so they show up on your door and say, what have you done wrong?
Oh, yeah. I know there was a business in Reading. We went up to speak with some small business owners in Reading not too long ago, and a guy who owns a supply store there said that a state government representative from a state department walked in, picked up a chair, said they were taking it out of the business, they were going to go burn it, and he said, are you going to replace it or pay me for it? They said, nope, we're just going to take it, we're going to go burn it, and we want to check the environmental capacity of this chair. And he said, the heck you are. So he contacted his elected officials, I think it was LaMalfa, and, you know, they put an end to that, you know.
Yeah, I think but that one actually went to Jim Nielsen, and I've heard that story before. It's one of those things where people who don't run a business, say, or people who've been retired for a while, you know, and retired back when the world was kind of making a little bit more sense, you know, they look at you and they go, come on.
Yeah.
No, it's true.
I've heard Indiana and North Dakota are pretty good too.
Yes, I've heard those as well. You know, and I you can't blame them. I think the other thing we try to remind folks here in California is when a business, you know, let's look at Waste Connections down in Folsom. You know, that left California, and specifically the president of the organization cited taxes and regulations as the reasons they were leaving to go to Texas. But let's not forget that when a bigger business, a larger business, leaves a community, the first casualties in that community are the local dry cleaner, the auto shop, the bakery, the restaurants, and the jobs that go with it. So when we're driving businesses out of any size, Main Street, which creates 99.2% of the businesses and jobs, are the ones that are affected the most.
All right.
And so we just need to put an end to it. These taxes, we encourage your folks to get on our website, actually, to make sure they join with us and the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association in saying no. We have an actual form that they can fill out, and it's on our website, and they can contact Rich or us, because the more businesses and taxpayers who can actually sign this form and say, no way, stop taxing us. Spending is up $39 billion over the past 10 years. Highest sales tax, third highest income tax rate, second highest gas tax, and no reforms. Again, no promise for reforms and no track record. We need to be heard now. We're outraged, and we hope everybody else feels that way because we need to be heard.
Okay, John.
Not good. Hey, give us the phone number one more time. Having some requests in the chat room.
You bet, and appreciate that. Thank you so much. Again, up in the Northern Cal area and in your surrounding area of Reading, Richard Young is our superstar representative up there, and he's at 530-604-4635. Our number here in Sacramento is 916-448-9904, and our website is nfib.com. Small
awesome.
Business all the way.
National Fed Up Independent Businesses right there with John Kabatek.
Hey, thanks for checking back in with us. We'll have you on again real soon, and you can keep us updated as we get closer to election time.
D-Day.
I appreciate it, and I'll go keep an eye on this Seinfeld legislature, including all the Kramers that are making their way to the building.
I know exactly which episode you're talking about. I think, you know, we just need to get the soup Nazi down there. You know, no legislation for you. There you go.
I'm liking this. I'm liking it.
Well, somebody's computer got sound.
I'm liking this. Thanks for what you're doing.
Elizabeth's feeding back to us at a 7-second delay there with her special computer that still has the sound on. There we go. John, thanks a million zillion.
Bye, John.
All right, thank you. You take care.
All right, folks, we will be back with you in 2 minutes, and if all goes according to Hoyle, we'll have Beverly Ekman on the horn. You're listening to KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Time is really wasted. There's no guarantee.